Radio Prague News.
The Supreme Court has upheld an earlier decision on ownership rights to Špebel and Hurvínek, famous brand name puppets in the Czech Republic. Historians are planning a project which will map the stories of citizens who died during the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia. The condition of a lowland gorilla at Prague Zoo, fallen ill with intestinal colic, has reportedly improved. The Supreme Court has upheld a lower instance court decision on ownership rights to Špebel and Hurvínek, two legendary marionette characters dating back to Czechoslovakia's First Republic. The court on Monday confirmed last year's ruling that the rights belong to Helena Štachová, director of the Špebel and Hurvínek Theatre in Prague. The registered trademark had been contested in a 9-year-long legal battle by a theatre in Plzeň with ties to puppeteer Jozef Skupa, the original voice behind both characters. He was succeeded by Miloš Kirchner, who later had the trademark registered, and it was inherited by his widow. The names Špebel and Hurvínek are instantly recognizable to most Czechs. The characters are also well known internationally. Historians are planning a project which will map the stories of Czechoslovak citizens who died tragically during the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia in 1968. The Institute of Contemporary History has reportedly begun contacting surviving relatives and friends for information, photographs, and other documentation. 72 people were killed in the first 14 days or so following the August 21st invasion. The occupation of Czechoslovakia by Warsaw Pact troops crushed the period of reforms known as the Prague Spring. The project now underway will help mark the 40th anniversary of the invasion next year. The condition of a lowland gorilla named Kijivu at Prague Zoo has reportedly improved. The ape fell ill with intestinal colic at the weekend. Officials were especially worried because the gorilla had stopped feeding her 2-month-old baby, Tatu. Zoo workers had considered taking the baby from the mother so it could be fed artificially. But in the end, the step was not necessary. Despite the ape's improved condition, the gorilla pavilion at the zoo remains closed to visitors for the time being. The former head of the traffic inspection in Frídek Místek, Michal Čaš, has received a 1-year suspended sentence for drink driving. Last July, while under the influence, the former police officer caused a car accident injuring 2 others. Mr. Čaš claimed he was innocent, saying a friend had been at the wheel at the time. Mr. Čaš has been banned from driving for 4 years. He immediately appealed Monday's decision. More and more brick-and-mortar antiquarian bookshops in the Czech Republic are beginning to successfully sell books, prints, and vinyl records over the Internet. According to sellers, interest abroad in rare books or prints remains high. People from smaller towns or villages in the Czech Republic, too, are apparently showing an interest, not least because rare books often remain specific to certain regions. One bookseller who began his website in 2005 told the CTK news agency that currently the Internet represented about 5 to 10% of his sales. I'm Jan Vellinger, and that's the news.